USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Mourners in Tokyo lowered their heads as the body of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe drove by. Abe was fatally shot during a campaign speech Friday. His body returned to Tokyo today. Abe's attacker told investigators that he had planned the shooting because of his belief that Abe was part of an organization he resents. A top police official acknowledged that possible security lapses allowed the assassin to fire his weapon. There will be a new leader for Sri Lanka as that country's prime minister steps down. The resignation comes as thousands of protesters stormed the president's residence and office, expressing displeasure about a worsening economic crisis. The country is relying on aid from India and other countries as leaders try to negotiate a bailout with the International Monetary Fund. The major Wall Street indexes notched its third winning week out of the last 14. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
British Defense Minister Ben Wallace says he will not run to replace Boris Johnson as Conservative Party leader and the country's next prime minister. He said he did so after careful consideration and discussing it with colleagues and family. Wallace was seen as the favorite by some after Johnson resigned Thursday after enduring several ethics scandals. Arizona's Republican governor has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. That law makes it illegal to knowingly record officers 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. Someone on private property with the owner's consent can also be ordered to stop recording if a police officer finds that they are interfering or the area is not safe. The measure was opposed by civil rights and media groups. Oath Keepers leader Stuart Rhodes wants to testify publicly before the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack. He's currently behind bars awaiting sentencing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Elon Musk wants out of his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. His termination comes 3 months after reaching the agreement to buy the social media company. According to a letter from a lawyer written on his behalf that's found in an SEC filing, Musk is alleging material breach of multiple provisions of that agreement. The letter says the company rejected or ignored Musk's request for information to make an independent assessment of the prevalence of fake or spam accounts on the platform. Newly released police records showed that law enforcement made frequent visits to the suspect in the 4th of July shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. The records show that between 2009 and 2014, there were domestic disputes between Robert Cremo III and his parents that included verbal and physical abuse. The reports also detail moments of intoxication and multiple escalating arguments. There's been scrutiny after it was learned that Cremo's father signed off on a form to allow him to own a gun. A 911 operator in the Keystone State faces involuntary manslaughter charges for not sending an ambulance to the rural home of a woman who died of internal bleeding a day later. Officials in Greene County, Pennsylvania, filed charges against 50-year-old Leon Price last week in the July 2020 death of Dianya Kronk based on his reluctance to dispatch help despite a plea from her daughter that Kronk was going to die. Price also faces other charges, including reckless endangerment. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.